She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Okay,
yeah.
Countryside from Portland, Oregon to Maine and down south to Miami to here we are sitting at the Sultan Waiakaloa, Kona, Hawaii in the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, we are broadcasting, having a lot of fun around the countryside. So much taking place this morning. We're going to get into it all. Lots of NFL news to report on, Major League Baseball, and obviously, some great golf happening here.
Jerry Kelly also joining us in the second hour.
So much to cover, but first things first, welcoming yet again in our new segment of the show, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley on the line. Paxton, how you doing?
I'm fine, and I've got to tell you, it seems that every week, if not every day, there is some news and research related to medical cannabis or recreational cannabis. And I'd like to give you just a fast rundown. The latest comes from the state of New York. It may soon become the 10th state to legalize recreational marijuana. They already got the medical marijuana, and New York City people will be very happy since New York City tops the list of cannabis smokers in the United States.
Wow.
Now, Governor Cuomo used to be against legalizing cannabis. Mm. But things have changed because, and you may not know this, that Cynthia Nixon, the actress on Sex and the City, she's running in the Democratic primary against him, and she's for legalizing recreational cannabis. So all of a sudden, back in January, Cuomo asked state officials to examine, and I quote, examine the potential health, criminal justice, and economic impacts of legalizing cannabis for recreational use. And although the report hasn't been finalized, the state health commissioner said the report examined just how cannabis would be taxed, where it would be grown, and age restrictions on using cannabis. So it looks like we're going to have in New York City and in the state of New York recreational cannabis. Then there's another politician to add to the pro-cannabis movement, and that's former president of Mexico, President Fox. He just joined the High Times magazine board, and I don't know if you know anything about High Times magazine, but it is the oldest pro-cannabis magazine in the United States, if not in the world. And he foresees a robust legal marketplace that's going to produce new jobs and medicine, and he says it will reduce the cartel violence in Mexico. And he even goes as far as saying that this is going to be all part of the North American Free Trade Agreement between Mexico and Canada and the U.S. And to me, it seems like the politicians are smelling money. And then finally, and just briefly on another front, and this is a warning to women who smoke cannabis and are pregnant. The womb, that's where the baby is a semi-permeable place. And what gets into the mother's system often crosses the placenta and goes straight into the baby's body. And that's the case with THC.
Interesting.
And also there are other chemicals. And let me tell you, the risks are high. And I'll just give a few examples. Apparently, kids that are exposed in utero had poor sleep patterns by age 3 than children who had not been exposed, and by age 4 had poor memories. They scored lower on intelligence tests at age 6 and were more impulsive and hyperactive at age 10. And also, ladies, if you smoke cannabis and breastfeed, the THC passes into the breast milk. And from there into the baby. So moms and dads, please beware. And finally, one more from Israel. The country has been studying cannabis for the last 55 years, and they found amongst elderly people, let's say about 75 years old, who used cannabis for pain and cancer, and after 6 months of treatment, these people, about 93% of the people, reported improvement in their condition, and the reported pain level was reduced by half.
There you go.
And that's pretty important. Plus, one more thing. Importantly, after 6 months, 18% of those patients reduced their dose of opioids. So, it's quite amazing what's going on there and what we're learning about. And as usual, we'll be back also with more next week. But anyway, let's go to our guests again from Portland, Oregon.
Nicole Kennedy, Green Hop co-founder, which is pretty exciting. The first historical hip-hop dispensary, Portland, Oregon, doing amazing things. Just had a grand opening on Tupac Shakur's birthday. And we want to talk a little bit about how, obviously, what they're doing through hip-hop and bringing that positive vibe to the world of cannabis. Bring it to us. Nicole, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And thanks for having me. I appreciate it. So, yeah, we're just excited to be here in the community. And we also have a Green Hop Academy where we are training African Americans on how to get into the industry and how to navigate this industry, because we represent less than 1% of the population that is actually in the cannabis industry, and yet we represent a large portion of cannabis, of those convicted of cannabis crime. So we're doing major things. It's not just a dispensary, and we are local, and so we are shouting out to Portland, Oregon, and saying support your local business.
Now, where did you get the money to start the dispensary? Because it does cost a lot of money.
It does. We both used our retirement funds, and we invested it into our business.
Confidence.
Yeah. Wow. Now, tell me, aren't you a nurse and also a teacher?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Did you get any blowback, so to speak, from the educational people in Portland that a teacher was starting to do something like this?
Well, I didn't go around announcing and broadcasting what I was doing. I just, you know, there's so much that goes into starting a business, let alone a dispensary with all the regulations and things. So I've just kind of had my head down, learning all the laws, learning all the regulations, how to open and things like that. So I've really just been working hard and haven't had the opportunity to hear others' opinions. And either way, I feel like cannabis is such a huge movement in the health community. It is just only right for, you know, healthcare to side with cannabis. When you look at the opioid epidemic and all the other things that are going on, you should be turning to cannabis to help treat pain and things like that.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, your partner, Karanja Cruz, he mm-hmm. founded and still runs an organization called Teaching with Purpose. Can you tell us something about that?
Yes. So he runs this organization, and the organization is to train teachers on equity, and to it's a big organization, amazing thing, and amazing work that he's doing, and he's still running that organization right today, too.
And I wanted to ask you something else. Weren't you so surprised at all the bigwigs who came to your opening? You had the mayor, you had some state representatives.
No, we invited them to come. They've been a huge supporter for us from the start. We've just been keeping open communication between them and us, and it's just been great. So we were really excited to have that continued support. So it was no surprise. We've been working with them and keeping open communication, and so it's great they're supporting us.
Tell me, how many products do you have in the store?
We have a variety of products. I haven't counted, but we have a lot of different options. We have concentrates, we have pre-rolls, we have flower, we have edibles, a lot of different things. So we definitely can meet the community's needs.
And what is the most popular product that you have, that you sell, would you say?
Right now, our most popular product is going to be our flour. We have this...
Now, many people might not understand flour. Can you kind of tell us what you mean by flour?
Yes, the cannabis buds. It's just the regular smokable cannabis, you know, the nugs that you can get. So yes, it's in the industry, it's termed as flower.
Okay, good to know that for the people out there. Are you finding that people are returning and saying, you know, this product is helping me, especially in terms of pain? What are you finding in terms of what people are saying?
Yeah, they, most of the time they come in and they kind of already know what they want and they're like, I need this, this works well for me. And so they return specifically for those products that are already working well for them. And then for somebody who's new, we always, educate them on like what type of pain they're having and like how to best treat it. Of course, we can't give like medical advice, but we definitely point them in the right direction as far as the products go.
And how many of these people do you think have been to doctors first? And have doctors in Portland been saying, you know, the best way for you to go is to be using CBD products?
Yeah, we do. I know there is a medical doctor up at OHSU. His name escapes me right now, but he's doing a lot of research with cannabis and treatment for medical conditions, and so he definitely refers some patients to cannabis, and I've had some people come in and say, my doctor says I just need CBD only with no THC, and so we're able to help them in those aspects, and so yeah, I feel like the medical community is slowly coming around.
We have to actually go to a break, guys, but I do want to mention before we do, because I find it really interesting, especially coming from U.S. Representative Blumenauer, who basically said less than 1% of the industry is African-American. We're talking about the cannabis industry. You guys are doing some of the greatest things there in Portland, and I'm blown away by it, especially giving homage to the hip-hop community. And obviously, I want everyone to go to the website, your website, which is state-of-the-art. It's GoGreenHop, right, .com?
Yes.
Yeah, great work.
GoGreenHop.com. You can follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, where everything is GoGreenHop.com.
Good. Well, we wish you a lot of luck.
Yep.
And in a couple of months, we'd love to talk with you again and see what's happening in your community.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks again, Paxton. Great report from Cannabis Healing.
Be back next week.
GoGreenHop.com, Portland, Oregon. Hip-hop-themed dispensary is open. Celebrating with a grand opening on Tupac Shakur's 47th birthday. Man, do I miss that guy. Anyhow, more to come live, living the good life from Kona, Hawaii.